Thank you and good afternoon. Fire crews from multiple agencies contained a structure fire at a residence in the 600 block of Patrick's Point in Trinidad Wednesday night. Fire crews from CAL FIRE, Arcata, Blue Lake, Fieldbrook, and West Haven responded to the fire on Tuesday afternoon, and the house was well involved in flames. Crews spent the night on scene monitoring the blaze going into Wednesday. The fire caused severe damage to the residence as well as an attached RV, and both were considered a complete loss. The displaced family were assisted by the American Red Cross, and no injuries were reported. The cause of the fire has not been released at this time, and the investigation is being led by CAL FIRE. Local health centers in Humboldt and Mendocino counties are slated to receive federal grant funding for the 2016 year. In an announcement this afternoon, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services will distribute a little over $2 million to the Open Door Community Health Centers in Arcata, while the Mendocino Community Health Clinic in Ukiah will receive $1.7 million in funding. The funding comes as a part of a $4.4 million grant, and the rest of the funding will be distributed to health centers in Marin and Sonoma counties. A culvert issue at Stagecoach Road in Trinidad caused a washout along the roadway, and county officials closed the road down on Monday. At first, the timetable of the closure was a few weeks, but it appears the road will be closed down for the foreseeable future, according to an update issued this afternoon by County Public Works. The culvert at the Mill Creek Crossing has failed to keep proper flow of the accumulated water from the winter storms. Residents on Stagecoach Road are encouraged to use Anderson Lane as an alternate route, and trails for pedestrians and bicyclists will be closed down until repairs are completed. In a three-month span, county residents and businesses were affected by two separate AT&T outages for phone and internet service, both of which were caused by a company fiber cable being severed. The most recent outage, which occurred last week, prompted AT&T to issue a letter to the county on Wednesday afternoon. The letter explained the company's plan to expand redundant broadband service to the region in the 2016 year so that fiber cuts won't completely shut down digital communication for the county. Many customers believe they have been paying for redundant broadband service that has been unavailable during these outages. AT&T said that by installing new equipment at its wire center, service will be able to continue unaffected by rerouting around trouble spots. A reminder to residents, if your business was affected by the AT&T outage, you have until the end of Friday to report it to the county in an online survey on the county website. With Christmas just a week away, the Anti-DUI Task Force will begin their maximum enforcement period this weekend. Police will operate DUI checkpoints as well as saturation patrols, and the California Highway Patrol will perform maximum enforcement periods over the Christmas and New Year weekends. The enforcement period will run through January 3rd, and motorists are reminded to plan ahead if you plan on consuming alcohol. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Wednesday night, the Eureka Police Department spotted a Dodge pickup truck parked inside the Bayshore Mall parking lot. When officers approached the vehicle, a canine unit was immediately alerted to the odor of controlled substances. Officers detained 42-year-old Larry Boone and 22-year-old Jordan Cowitz Bennett, both of Sacramento, and a subsequent search of the vehicle turned up a loaded AR-15 rifle, magazines, and marijuana. Both men were booked into jail on multiple firearm charges. Another winter storm is expected this weekend. Dan Squire has more.
The National Weather Service is keeping a close eye on yet another winter storm that is forecasted for the region in the coming days. Rain is expected through the weekend, and the Weather Service predicts the worst-case scenario could bring up to 6 to 8 inches of rain over the weekend and into next week. That amount of rain will mean poor driving conditions and the flooding of local streams and creeks and low-lying areas. Residents concerned about those impacts can contact city or county government for help with sandbags to protect their property.
Thank you, Dan. A reminder for motorists that Caltrans will be conducting bridge work on the southbound bridge over the slough at the northern end of Eureka that leads to the safety corridor on Highway 101. Until the project is completed, drivers headed that direction can expect minor delays until 1 p.m. on weekdays. For the third year in a row, Hunter, Hunter & Hunt's accounting firm will be donating funds to the St. Joseph's Hospital Cancer Care Campaign. The $2,500 donation will go towards the purchase of a new 3D mammography machine. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.